Have you ever wondered at those faded photographs of fishing luggers crammed into Scottish ports around 1900? It's no exaggeration to say you could have walked across the harbour on them, so how on earth did they get them in? We aren't talking J-24s here. A loaded 80-foot Fifield Zulu would run anything up to 90 tons. The mainsails were so heavy they needed a steam winch to hoist them, and as for tacking, don't even think about it. The mainsail, yard and all, had to be dropped and re-hoisted to keep the aerofoil on the lee side of the one-ton mass, and bringing the boat through the wind was by no means a foregone conclusion. Missing stays was commonplace. If you didn't have sea room for this remarkable manoeuvre, the boat would sail after a fashion with the main set on the wrong side of the mast, but you'll take the point. Stuffing one of these monsters into a port already chock-a-block with her sisters was no cakewalk. Like many of us, I'd always assumed these fishermen must have been super seamen to achieve such feats without major damage. I was wrong. My eyes were opened a few years ago when I asked the son of one of them how they did it. Well past retirement age himself, he peered out of the windows of his wheelhouse in Peterhead, and he laughed. My dad said that the sounds in those harbours were the thing, he reminisced. There'd be the banging and rumbling of the barrels being loaded on carts, the singing of the lasses as they worked the gutting, and the crunching of timber as the boats came barging in with too much way still on. Then there were the clacking pawls of the capstans on the pier heads, heaving in the ones that had stopped short and were drifting back out to sea. Aye, they handle the boats well enough, but don't go thinking they never got it wrong. A significant downside about writing on seamanship is that you feel rather exposed when berthing in a crowded marina. Mostly it goes okay, but sometimes everything conspires against a smooth job and, like the fishermen of Scotland and every sailor since Noah launched his ark, you screw it up. It keeps you humble, and it pays to remember. One incident burned into my soul took place in Saint-Tropez a very long time ago when I still had fair hair. I was skipper of a 45-foot long-keeled yacht with a mind of her own, and my task was to berth her in front of the fashionable Hotel Soub. In those days there were no handy haul-off lines. The only way in was to manoeuvre into the harbour, place the bows bang in front of the bit of the old stone quay you fancied, and drop the bower anchor on the spot. You then had somehow to pirouette the yacht so she approached the wall stern first, surging cable as you went, sliding between two yachts already snugly moored, and usually with not enough room between them. And of course, you could toss in a crosswind for an added bonus. I laid the anchor well enough, and my crew stood by aft with the lines. Fenders were down, thank God, and away we went for an all-time classic. The wind took the bow, the hook dragged, and we fetched up athwart the hawse of a large motor yacht. A wretched series of events ensued as I tried to extricate myself. Meanwhile, as the circus crowd on the quay applauded my efforts, the unmistakable figure of Brigitte Bardot sipped champagne at a shady table and politely averted her gaze. There are some cock-ups one never forgets.